Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, the death grip of winter, ladies and gentlemen, and if you're watching us on television right now, you can see that on the television.
Sure.
If you're watching us on our live Comcast broadcast, you will notice that we are dressed appropriately for that. Would you like to know the temperature when I walked the hounds this morning?
Please.
If you say the temperature, would you like to hear the first thing that pops into my mind when
what?
You give me the temperature? Well, it'll be a gut reaction. Based on our weather versus yours.
37 degrees.
You know what? I will not say get bent. I will say that's cold for you.
37 degrees in West South Florida, which means snow in Tallahassee, Florida.
Saw that, yeah.
Snow in Katy Powers' land, Savannah, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Charleston, South Carolina, one of the biggest snowstorms they've ever gotten. And snow getting ready with, what is the name of it? Bombogenesis. they love that because it's the Today Show on NBC, and they love silly words because Bombo is in it.
Phone with the Savannah Department of Roads, and we don't happen to own a salt truck.
We do not have a plow.
A what?
We do not have a salt truck, and but what we do have is plenty of bourbon in the cabinet, and we'll hunker down and enjoy the storm. No, the thing about this is the southern regions, like Tallahassee, Florida, and Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, South Carolina, got some snow, and it's ramping up now to be a huge event for Massachusetts, New England. My part of Maine is going to get completely whacked, and in the confines of Washington, D.C., another overhyped event because it missed, it kind of missed D.C., correct?
Oscar is saying he had, 2 inches at your house?
Well, look, I live in the city proper, right? And then city proper, they said nothing was going to happen until probably 11:30 last night.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, well, I'll just drive to work like I usually do, and I'll hopefully make it on time. And then when I woke up this morning, I said, well, there's snow on the ground. They didn't call for that. Now, in Leesburg and where Pony lives, in Manassas or Warrenton, wherever he's living these days.
Fairfax.
You say it's Fairfax. It's Manassas.
Culpeper, I think it is.
He was supposed to get a dusting as well. I don't know what happened out there. I just said when I woke up, I said, well, now I have to lift to work because my tires are meant for performance, not snow.
When I went to bed, they were calling 1.5 to 2, and I saw none of it. None of it.
Well, did they conjure, though? Did they BS you like they are often wont to do?
Lots
did
of
they
make
the you
ribbons.
Think you are going to get a big, big storm because that's what makes people turn on the television in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, they did, and they talked all about it. And it was funny. I actually got to spend some time with my niece, Chelsea, last night, and she's from Iowa. And we were watching the Chelsea.
People are wanting to know. Let me, fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Chelsea Clinton.
Yes, that's right. I married into the family.
Handler.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oscar might be king of the Chelseas.
Yeah.
Chelsea Piers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh,
New York City landmark. Is a landmark, even though, does it count even though it's really not a person?
If it's a person, I think you have to go with a person.
Yeah, I
think
so.
It was a good poll, but it has not been
Chelsea
accepted.
Chelsea Lately.
That's a show.
That's a show for
and
the person
said
I
handler,
named.
Yeah.
All right, Oscar is king of the Chelseas. All right.
Woo!
Congratulations. You won the Chelsea game.
Yay!
And I met her and her significant other. I had met him for the first time. His name is Cotter or Cotton or something. I don't know. But
Now hold on.
Why
now that's not kind.
It?
That's not kind. Was he fit and thin and
yes.
and energetic? And so you're jealous of him already?
Yes, of
even
course.
Though he's not even in
now, his name is Connor. And what's odd is that she's okay. dated 3 consecutive Connors. I don't know.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh. She's dated 3 guys, all with the name Connor.
Exactly.
Really?
But he's great. I loved him.
How old is the young lady?
She is turning 22 today, and I believe Connor is 25.
White guy or black guy?
White guy. Somebody most resembles is...
Oscar, what? That has nothing to do with anything. Just because you're a minority, you can't say things like that on the show.
The celebrity he most resembles is Carl from Shameless. Carl Gallagher, the youngest brother.
Oh, really?
Red hair.
No.
Is he a red? Is that the redheaded
younger kid? Younger.
Oh, okay.
The one that was dealing all the drugs.
He's got the crop top.
Yeah, but the thing is that this kid does not deal drugs. This kid is an electrician, and he makes more money than all of us put together.
Electricians.
Well, why were you poo-pooing the name in kind of a cruel way?
Because it wasn't cruel. I was just... Carrie and I were very, very entertained.
I know the dynamic. Is this the... have you posted a picture with this niece before?
Oh, yeah. She is the one that looks like Selena Gomez.
This is the stunning niece.
Yes, she's quite lovely.
Do you get the dynamic here? Do you understand how it works?
She's a knockout.
I know how his brain works.
She's a real knockout.
Yeah.
She's
be proud of that, figuring out that difficult equation.
Well, you're easy to read.
Yeah.
You're easy to read. And so you poo-pooed the boyfriend because you...
I adore the boyfriend. Thought he was great. Liked him than any other Connor that she's ever dated.
You can't get away from it. You can't get away from it.
But the point of the story is this. These are two Iowa natives.
If this was a homely relative, you wouldn't have anything to do with it.
How do you know he's paid?
I have no homely relatives. All Spiewak, Stalkums, and Harold's
just like all O'Meara's going back generations.
Generations.
All of the women in my on my father's side, all beautiful.
Knockouts.
All stunningly beautiful. All of his mother, his mother's sisters.
All lovely. I know that the sisters were so lovely they never even married because they men away with their beauty.
And they buttered their donuts.
Oh, really?
They never worked a day in their lives. But anyway, that's...
How do you know that he makes good money?
We discussed it.
Oh?
Yeah, we did. And the fact that he's just turned 25 and he sold a house to buy a bigger one makes me feel...
How did you come to visit with these two?
They're in to visit with Chelsea's brother, Cody, who lives in Virginia Beach.
That's your half-brother?
No, that's my nephew.
Oh, that's your half-nephew.
Half-nephew, yeah.
Half-nephew. These are the children of your half-brother.
Right. No, okay, the children of my of Carrie's half-sister, stepsister.
Oh, this is on Carrie's side of the family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You're a complete interloper then with that.
No. I've known her since she was just wee and small. I mean, you know. Okay. But they were so thrown by the fact that we were closing things based on cold weather and that 2 inches of snow was going to shut down a city because
where do they come from?
Dodge City.
Yes.
And they were saying, this is ridiculous. Is this a real city? I said, yes. By all accounts, Washington, D.C. is a real city.
Real city.
To our good friends at KCJJ who are living this right now, I will tell you that Iowans are in the throes of weather that that is even by their standards is unusually frigid and nasty and unpleasant. So the Iowans are even having a weather experience that is quite distasteful, as the entire northern part of the country is just under siege with this stuff. It's terrible.
But anyway, it's still cold and it's going to get colder. But the snow event was a non-event.
Where is your niece on your Facebook page?
I'm not going to tell you. Because that would be stupid. But
he posted a picture of her.
She's
Carrie, and I think Carrie and Rob posted a picture of her.
She did actually, I believe, but tagged us in it. It was a couple Christmases ago. Yeah.
Oh, I can't go back that far.
You're not going to give him the name.
No, you know why? He doesn't deserve the satisfaction.
I just want to eyeball her.
I know
you
do.
How about we don't give last names out, but you text me the name so I can look
so at Mike her. Can look at her and then look at me.
Well, I've already told you the first name.
Carrie?
No. If you're Columbo, it wouldn't be hard to find it.
I don't know the first name.
You played the game, you dummy.
It's minus six as we speak right now.
It is
minus six in Iowa. All right. And now it's going to be minus six.
Damn,
Daniel.
Can you send a screenshot to me of that?
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
She's a Spiewak?
No, she's not.
There's no blood. There's no Spiewak blood or Stalkup blood in her whatsoever.
No, I married into that.
She's a 12.
I told you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she should get into broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. That's can you send me a screenshot?
Yeah, I'll send you whatever you want, Mike.
Thanks, Ski Cap, buddy.
Let me give you the what I think is the best representation of this young lady.
this has gotten ugly so fast. For something so lovely, it turns so ugly.
I understand. I understand.
I mean, she looks good in everything.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll be sure to tell her that. That won't creep her out.
All right. No, it's creepy.
This is so much worse than calling your daughter a knockout.
This is my daughter's age.
But it's not your daughter.
Oh, God.
It's a stranger.
Stranger danger.
That is okay. Calm down. Okay. What was the point we were trying to make that they hyped the forecast?
Yeah, and
right?
The fact that people that deal with real weather think that we are crazy and that we
How
are
How is
idiots.
Traffic coming in here today?
It was the easiest drive-in in 10 years.
Fun.
So everybody's staying home.
Everyone's staying home. The only thing that was bad was the road salt. I almost ran out of a fluid to keep my windows clean.
Well, later in the show, I will be... sharing with you a news story that was offered on a network level that will you want to talk about surviving this
yes,
blizzard?
Yes, I do.
That. Jeff Rawson, the my favorite correspondent in the entire world, surviving the storm. Hacks for surviving the storm.
Life hacks.
Because a 4-inch snowstorm is going to kill you.
Yes.
And yes, Jeff Rawson's life hacks. Absolutely wonderful today.
Huh? Oh, we have a call, Mike.
A call.
Hello, Mike O'Meara Show. What can we do for you?
Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun County Public Schools is closed today, Thursday, January 4th, and we'll make a decision about evening activities at noon.
Yeah, noon.
Thank you for listening.
So how much snow did you get in Leesburg?
I never even had to turn on my wipers this morning.
So there's no snow?
No snow.
But they closed school.
They did. And also, if he were to call back, I want you to pay attention to his grammar. Oh, Wade's calling back, Mike.
Hello, Mike O'Meara Show. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County morning, Public Wade. Schools.
Listen.
Loudoun Hello? County Public Schools is closed today. There's
Are closed.
Loudoun Public Schools is closed because there's snow.
Maybe if they went an extra day or two, you wouldn't have those grammatical abominations.
Hi, this is Wade Byard. We test well. But we don't speak well.
Is you planning on going to school today?
I are.
This is Wade Byard. How you doing? I speak slowly. Let's get the phone. Hello,
Good
Mike
morning.
O'Meara
this
Show.
Wade Byard, yeah. The public information officer
Hi, Wade.
Of Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun
are they
County
are they
public
closed?
Schools is closed. Today,
oh my God! Coming
oh
from
my
the
God.
School.
Loudoun County is closed. Mike, I sent you a picture.
Let's take a look.
Oh my God! God forbid something happens to Shannon. I will stalk this right. chick down.
Oh, I do not want you in my family.
Oh, that'd be great.
This lovely young lady has not one bit of Spiewak blood.
No, not at all. No.
Is she model? Is she a model?
I don't think she's ever done any modeling. No.
Right. She's so just she's just hot on the weekends, Mike. Mm-hmm.
That's just but that's a fortunate young man. That's a,
it is.
Here you go, Pony. I know you're wondering.
Oh my right. God! What in the world?
Right?
What is going on?
How is this related to that?
Even right. not well, by blood,
by marriage, yes. by marriage,
mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. She's really not related even. If it's not it's not like it's Carrie's niece.
Yeah. This is the
no,
prettiest
right?
per-
it would be illegal.
This is the prettiest
Well, no, it is Carrie.
No, Pony, that's disgusting. Now, you know what? That's where you go into the dark
say?
Side.
Nothing.
He said it wouldn't be illegal.
I'm just saying it wouldn't
that's
be.
That's disgusting.
How dare you?
I'm not disgusting. Saying that you
That's
would.
Where your hentai comes in. You leave it yeah. in your hentai world.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. You got three married men. Yeah. Three responsible married
Outside
men.
Outside of our wives.
Three happily married men.
Outside yeah, of
and
our
besides,
wives.
I am the father of a 22-year-old, so this is completely inappropriate.
Outside
right.
of our wives and Mike's daughters, this is the hottest woman any of us have any connection to.
No, no, this, Mike's cousins with Ann Dowd.
Oh. Start
the show.
Start.
It's the Mike O'Meara what? Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Want to take it for a spin, Hobson?
No, thank you, Hobson.
Well, Mr. Bach, be sure you call me anytime you need the track, huh?
Okay.
Take it easy.
Thank you. Hobson, you know how miserable I am?
You're miserable. I've got all this and I'm on a salary.
Do you know the worst part? The worst part of being me?
I should imagine your breath.
Let me be unhappy, will you?
You know, Hobson, I could love somebody. I never got to love anybody. What do I have to live for? I mean, I'm a failure at everything I do. I'm just in everyone's way.
Would you remove your helmet, please?
Why?
Please. Thank you. Now your goggles.
Why?
Hit him. Hit him.
You spoiled little bastard. You're a man who has everything, haven't you? But that's not enough. You feel unloved, Arthur. Welcome to the world. Everyone is unloved. Now stop feeling sorry for yourself, and incidentally, I love you. Poor drunks do not find love, Arthur. Poor drunks have very few teeth. They urinate outdoors. They freeze to death in summer. I can't bear to think of you that way.
I need Linda, Hobson.
I see. Well, perhaps fate will lend a hand, Arthur. One never knows. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, yeah. This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now. We are on air on demand, heard 24-7 on the TMOS app. Update it, get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673, the Mike O'Mara Show on now. And brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We love Cornerstone First Financial. You will too. They are just the people to get you through the intricate process of refinancing your home or getting any kind of loan or dealing with any financial situation you want to deal with. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. Higher interest rates are coming. You got to be ready for that. You got to get somebody who knows what they're doing. They know what they're doing at Cornerstone First Financial. They can lock in your rate, but you got to act now, right now. Days matter with something like this. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial will understand that it's your money on the line and they will take care of you. They are good guys. Oscar has personal experience dealing with
them. My brother-in-law as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. They really, and listen, the Santanas don't go lightly into these transactions.
No. We question everything.
Care. That's it. Quick, click their banner on our website.
They beat every bank's price, I'll tell you that much.
Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. They're licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Happy New Year from everybody at Cornerstone First Financial. Now, with that said, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me your goggles.
We have a major, major announcement to make regarding the show. And I could sit here and probably tell you myself, but I think it's probably best to cue the announcer.
After 5 months of helmet-to-helmet gridiron action, it's time for the big game. Football combat will determine the teams on the field, but you will decide where to watch the action. And the best place to experience all of it is the frozen tundra of Old Town Herndon, Virginia, at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. On Sunday, February 4, 2018, come watch the big game with O'Mara, Santana, Spiewak, and the entire TMOS gang. Big screen televisions, the best wings, the coldest beer, and the constant patter of your host, James Bullwinkle Cerrito. Kickoff is at 6:30, but the fun begins when you arrive. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-5467. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is located at 695 Spring Street and has plenty of free parking. The big game at Jimmy's. The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan. Do not fear the wings or the beer. Go face them and be savage again.
Yes, John Facenda. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really not John Facenda. We're going to Jimmy's. We're going to be there for the Super Bowl.
Jimmy's!
I was sitting there, you know, and, you know, with the weather probably being about 80 degrees down here in Florida, I said, who wants that?
Yeah, it must grow tiresome.
Oh, it gets so boring. Get me on a plane and get me back up to D.C. in the first week of February.
Legendary Super Bowl parties in the past.
Oh, the greatest.
Yes.
Food has been thrown. Alcohol has been consumed.
Yes.
And, relationships ruined.
Relationships started.
I believe that that was our very first live appearance for the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
In a blizzard.
Was in a blizzard. So I'm just knocking on wood that we don't have one, but you never know with February. And Jimmy has informed me that the new toilets will be open. The new bathrooms
will they be used or just for tours?
I think they will be open. He said 1 week that they will be open in a week.
What about the wing?
The wing, I don't know. I have no idea. We're kind of going up for a Super Bowl party and a unofficial grand opening of the new
A soft
wing.
Opening. Nice.
Well, I thought you're talking to him. You're the one that
He doesn't tell me. He tells me about his coloring books.
You know what he called me today? This way go. Am I in trouble? Please call me. Left me a message. I called him.
Why would he be in trouble?
Well, he didn't know that he had jumped the gun putting us in their flyer, but you know, we had our meeting about it yesterday
We advertise with flyers.
Yeah. Well, you know, God love him. That's the way he does it. We'll be on. We'll be in every stall at Jimmy's, and it'll be very, very exciting. And we will be there. It's a great tradition for the show.
Wonderful.
And I promised my man Jimmy that I'd come up there, and the guys would be there, and the whole gang. And it's a good chance for us to see Zoo and Girl, hopefully, and all our old interns,
the entire crew.
Get Todd Moore up there. I want to see Todd Moore there. Tomo, I'll pay for the car, the Uber, or whatever. You know, what? What did
Rob
you say,
Ford.
Rob?
Ford.
Rob Ford. Woo. I want to see Rob Ford. I want to see everybody. Pony, are you coming?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pony
just
always
checking.
Comes. He just sits in the corner by himself.
Right. I just wanted to make sure.
Drinking. He loves football. Bravo. Pony does.
I tell you.
Oh, it's my favorite.
This
it's
Bombo
Japan
Genesis has got
touchdowns.
Me so okay. Now, come on. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. The food is good.
They have gin.
Hey, I love it. I love going to the Super Bowl
parties.
What
they're always fun. What about you and your time on eHarmony?
Yeah.
This would be the perfect time to show everybody what a swinging dick you are.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that. I'll do that.
You are not going to do that.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not going to drag somebody into that experience.
Great first date.
Why?
Because here's the deal.
Why would you be dragging somebody into that experience?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You see,
it's a great experience.
Do you know what a lousy first date is? Going to a movie because you don't have a chance to talk.
You know what a lousy first date is? Going to your apartment and realizing you might be dating a serial killer.
That's also not good. A lousy first date involves vermin that fly. And statues.
When I told not Shannon fly. That you have a shelf like the 40-year-old virgin with porcelain dolls from Japan on them that are filled from the floor to the ceiling.
Yes.
She literally said, no, he doesn't. I said, look at this picture. Yep. This is why every time we talk to him on Skype, we only see one side of the wall because the other wall is shameful.
Shameful.
So what? Let me say, if you were to say, get a date through eHarmony, which you've got an account with now.
Yes.
And you were to bring this person to the event. Not only would it be fun, which is, I mean, the place is, look, the reason we do it, I love Jimmy. He's a dear friend of mine. But make no mistake about it. After I sold my joint, that was the only joint I ever wanted to go to. If I'm going to a bar, I like to go to Jimmy's because it is so casual. It is so fun.
Even everybody when you owned a bar, you love Jimmy's.
Yeah, I like Jimmy's more than my own bar. That's that is a statement of fact and the way he did things. It is so fun to go there for an event and, you know, obviously astronomical odds. Not astronomical on any given Sunday. But the fact is, as Jimmy and I were talking today, if by some little miracle the Buffalo Bills play their way into the Super Bowl, it would be a true
massive.
They'd have to get through the juggernaut that is the New England Patriots. But we will see with that. But if you were to walk in and there we are, microphones in hand, welcoming everybody, banner up on the wall, and we say Pony Boy, and you're there with your date, it would be fantastic.
Or it would.
What if the model daughter comes by again?
The Moodies are still in play.
Ren Moody.
I think her name,
That ship, I believe that ship has not only sailed, I believe that ship has probably been around the world a few times.
Oh, my God.
You know, I just don't think
the shot you had was much like Haley's comet. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Hey, but never say never. The Bills could make the bowl.
And is it okay to discuss
the Moody's for Christmas?
Oscar, you are our business guy. Is it okay to discuss in, whether Ponies had any contacts on our newest sponsor's website?
Yeah, so what I know about, and by the way, I'm hearing an echo. Is it me or is it somewhere else? Just to sort of,
it's
so
coming
we
through
know
on your mic.
On
might
my
be
mic.
Because, it might be because of my...
Your headphones?
Oh, because
my,
of the
my ski cap.
Oh, okay, just confirming
are you
that
hearing
you're
that?
Okay.
Are you hearing that?
No, it's because when I talk... I do hear it through your ski cap.
Can you put your cap above your ears?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. Sorry.
That's fine.
Okay, so eHarmony is one of our sponsors, right?
Great.
And
folks.
Pony has been bone dry for, I would say, roughly 3 years now.
Yeah.
Now, when they came on, we figured who?
Hey, lots of company. You really do look like when they would bring they would bring a Russian prisoner into Hogan's Heroes. It's a video day
in Kazakhstan. We go on dates. I would say that Pony has had some serious headway with ladies through eHarmony, right?
Yes.
Because their algorithm allows you to find real people instead of just swiping left and right for sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what I would say with Pony is that where he may be on the precipice and on the brink of is actually pulling the trigger on
Let me tell you where the problem is. The problem is Oscar's send to me, Oscar. Rob.
Seven.
That's great.
That right there, right there. Right
got
there,
it,
right
Greg,
there.
Got it, got
All right, thank you.
Now, Pony, when do you think you'll be able to say, hey, let's grab some coffee or score some heroin. Whatever you're going to do with your dates, when do you think that's going to happen?
I think I can definitely do that by Super Bowl.
Yes!
Yeah, see?
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's very, very
Now,
exciting.
Do you have any prospects? Like, what are you finding within your own adventures on eHarmony?
Well, I think with eHarmony, it's a lot less volume than quality.
Yeah,
it's
more quality than volume.
Yeah.
He said the right thing. Yes. He just said it in a stupid way.
Yes. I hate you.
Yes, it's fine.
I hate you so much.
So, but the quality you're finding.
I said you were right.
Are
though.
The ladies? You're honest within the questionnaire. I think it's like 175 questions, right?
No, it's nowhere near that much.
How many questions is it?
I think it only took me maybe 15 minutes to do the setup.
Okay,
but
well
it's
then
thorough.
That's. Did much faster?
Did one of those? Did one of those sentences say, "I am a human, cry for help"?
No.
I weep gently into my marsupial's chest.
Definitely not.
Okay.
No talk of sex robots.
No, none.
No good.
And have you've had contact?
Yeah. And the nice thing is the people that you're talking to, you just automatically kind of have chemistry with them because that's the way their system's set up. So you don't have that really awkward, you know, time where you're trying to figure each other out.
Like
and
this segment?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Is there an eHarmony for coworkers? Because we would need that with you.
Like an 100 question algorithm to make someone in the studio that we enjoy talking
to? How do we communicate with him?
I think it's important to point this out, that we got this sponsorship, and not related to Pony or anything like that. It wasn't prearranged that we would have Pony participate. Pony happens to be the single member of our little, quartet
here. For
now,
Mike, anything's possible.
How are things going, Oscar?
Things are great.
Going
okay. I just know that you can get a post-nuptial agreement as well.
Okay.
All
good.
I know is it took like 20 minutes to get my phone back from him today.
We got plenty of show, and
I sent our friend request.
That's
nice. We'll dive in.
Yes.
Pony, are you on this site? Because we have not this. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. This is separate from the commercial. I don't care about the sponsor. We are separating this. This is all about you right now. Nothing was arranged that you would be using eHarmony or that you would have to use eHarmony. I asked you at the time. I said, hey, is Pony on that? Because it might be interesting for you. Then you kind of reacted positively. And my question to you is I want something that's very difficult for you to do with me. I want you to be honest here. Uh-oh. Okay? I don't want you to be like Steve Bannon when he was in the Trump White House before he got fired.
Or was he honest?
I want you to tell him.
Despite the chilling physical similarities between Pony and Bannon, we don't want you to act like
that. Now, don't be treasonous.
By the way, brand new political
don't be treasonous!
brand new political persuasions next week. We will be, Chris Freitz is out of town this
back
week.
Back in business.
We will be back in business with an analysis of the Steve Bannon book. Well, the book by, I believe, Mr. Wolf, who wrote the book. And Steve
Warner
Bannon's
Wolf.
All over it.
Blitzer.
Warner Wolf. Oh, and
no, the guy from Pulp Fiction.
Here's my question.
Mr. Wolf?
Are you into this website? Has it been something that you, because you said something positive there, because the way it's set up, you immediately feel a little chemistry. So I ask you, are you still paralyzed with fear to actually take the plunge and say, could we meet for a donut or something like that?
I don't think so. I would like to, like you guys said, I think the Super Bowl party would be a really great place to meet.
Coming
a
out party.
Yeah, on track.
Coming out.
And, you know, we have to remember something that is hard to wrap our head around, which is the fact that in the past, Pony has been in relationships.
Yeah, long-term relationships.
Because I think when
abusive, though.
Yes, but as very. We've known him, we've always known
Pony
him as a
single
guy. Pony
was not the abuser. He was the abused.
He was the abused.
And
emotionally abused.
How hard is it in this day and age to find a woman that buys her panties out of a vending machine? You know, that's what he's into. That's a tough nut to crack.
I just wish the best for our boy.
Yes,
I really do.
We all do.
And, you know, and by the way, this is your life. This is your real life here. And you know what? There's no deadline for you to bring somebody to the Super Bowl party. It's not like we're going to say you have 1 month to get a date.
Yeah.
But if you would, I just think that if you happen to be on, say, a second date or
we'll talk,
a third
we'll talk
date.
Talk you up.
Yeah.
And you rolled into Jimmy's, I think it would be a good thing for you.
An aphrodisiac.
Yeah. We're not going to say that it absolutely must be done by 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, February 4th.
By the way, my flight out of Washington, D.C. is 8:20 on Monday morning.
Perfect.
Yes. Done that.
That's perfect.
I have done that specifically to force myself to manage my alcohol.
Miss flight.
There will be no waking up at 10:30.
What do you mean I can't get on a later flight?
My motorcycle's still at Jimmy's.
That's right. They're going to take it to the firehouse.
Hi, Mo.
Hey, look,
to be honest,
where's Jimmy?
No, Mrs. O'Mara will be wrangling me on this weekend. I'm bringing
her. I thought it was all guys all the time.
Sorry.
No,
I'm
all bros, no hoes.
I know you hate this. I know you hate this, but when I saw her face... And I don't. And this is me also. You remember when I went to the Masters with Carla? And
yes.
We got the little guy
and
back with the babysitter.
It was a golf tournament.
She did not try to. Stop it.
There was a sandwich. Cheap food.
Thread here. The thing is, I remember leaving. I didn't want to leave him.
Yeah.
I wanted him to come. I like him. I like being around him. I like having him with me all the time. So that's kind of the
I think
the
I'm going to isolate that remark and make it pretend that you're talking about me.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the slot cars were opened yesterday.
Oh, we got a great call.
We were playing with the slot cars. My two godfathers gave me two of the greatest gifts for my son.
Aww.
and just amazing. And you know what? I meant to say thank you to a listener also that sent me a gift card for Iguanaria.
That's
which was pretty
sweet.
Terrific.
You know what was really amazing is when I get on caller ID, you're getting a call from Mike O'Mara, and my initial thought is I've screwed something up.
Mm-hmm.
So I say hello, and I hear little Michael's voice say, "I love the slot cars."
Thank you.
Thank you for the slot cars.
Sweet.
It was great.
And, that's you know, he's it's for 8-year-olds, which is great. That's the kind of gift you want to give somebody my kid's age because it's so much fun for dad. And the fact is, though, you know, you would think that because he's 4, he wouldn't know to plug the thing into the wall
sure.
when I disconnect it. And all of a sudden I hear, zzz, zzz, and there he is. And he's like slid over to the other side. I said, "That's got electricity. You have to be near daddy when you're playing with that."
Don't lick the track, son.
Yeah. Wait, so is the entire O'Mara clan coming up?
Yeah. The
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. You don't worry. You don't have to pay for it. I'll pay for the.
Well, it's not about paying for it, Mike. But sometimes it's good for the man to get away from the woman.
But it's also good to spend time with your son, especially when he's still small enough to count as a carry-on.
Carla will come for a little while, and then I will have some man time. That what was that? What did you say?
I said that you want to bring the child along when he's small enough to be a carry-on.
I wish. I wish.
Oh, he's got to have his own seat.
Yeah, hello, JetBlue. Yeah, of course, he's 4 years old. You know that. He's had his own seat for 2 years.
You go Southwest, throw him in a backpack for kids, and then you roll on in.
Exactly.
He's 6 feet. He's 6 feet tall
yeah, like
already.
Yoda.
Like you're running around.
Travel we will.
Share seat we will.
To Reagan National, it says. Yes. Yes. Snowstorm.
flight cancellation we will experience. There we are.
Yes, you know, we took Santos down to Orlando, and no one said a thing.
You took him in a dog carrier?
No. We took him. I took him like as a baby, and I put him under the seat. He just went to bed, and that was it.
You just carried the dog on the plane?
Yes.
Without any carrier
no,
or anything
no
like that?
No, no one said dick to us.
Wow.
Really? And then they went to the back of the plane and made some shine. Because they're on Hillbilly Airlines.
Southwest. Nobody cares on Southwest.
They don't. Like,
do you want the peanuts? Does the dog want the peanuts?
Festival seating.
Does he have a peanut allergy?
And isn't he huge now? Santos is big
now. I mean, he is big. And he
dog do it is. Yes, it does.
Yes.
Definitely not.
And he when he stretched out, he stretched out on my feet and Shannon's feet. Like, he's a pretty big dog. He'll be rolling with us.
We have to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I want to talk movies with Oscar Santana. He recommended a movie, and I will give him full credit when he recommends something that I enjoy. I will also talk to him when it's something I did not enjoy. The movie, if you might know what this movie is, it's called Not Bright. Not Bright. That's the name of the movie on Netflix. We'll talk all about it when we come back on the Michael Show.
Hi there. Jack Tush back with intelligence from your wife. Did you know that sugar gliders can help increase virility for cigarette-smoking anime fans? And women find them hot. It's true. And if you need to get away from it all, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend a good $5 margarita. Here's another fact you should know about.
Is that a we motto lowering his laughter. Voice?
You can get it with a TMOS bonus package. It's an extra hour of laughs that support the other 5 shows throughout the week. And at less than 5 cents a program, it's a great bargain. Plus, you get the entire bonus show library when you subscribe. To get in on the fun, click on the bonus show banner now at MikeOmaraShow.com. And that's intelligence from your wife.
That is my. I couldn't get by anything other than Jim Amato lowering his voice during that.
It's a magical thing when he sends an email.
It truly is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Did you know that using Harry's actually makes a great New Year's resolution? Because using Harry's can save you about $100 a year.
Wow.
If you're a frequent shaver. That's smart. That's why I love Harry's. And Harry's is so sure of their blades, they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. We've talked about Harry's and how wonderful it is. We want you to experience it, too. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. Jeff and Andy were ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, so they started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. So they bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience, and they backed all their products with a 100% guarantee at half of drugstore prices. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision-engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Okay. Hold on. We got a call coming in. Let's do that. Hello, Mike O'Mara's show. You're on the air, sir.
Good morning. This is Wade Byer, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Is the schools
Loudoun
closed?
County Public Schools is closed today, Thursday.
What a moron.
Now, he's been nice to you, though, because he's
He has, but you know what? He had the time to do a second take. No one is that busy. Fix it, Wade. Fix
you don't
it.
You don't like the grammatical error, especially when he's coming from an educational system.
It's a school, and you know what? It's not like the script changes dramatically every year. It's the same thing. They don't even need to redo it.
Why does he have to do it live?
Hey,
that's
Michael,
true.
Come on in here for a second.
Yeah.
Will you
guys?
Yeah. Woo, somebody's off of school this week. Let's bring in the little guy, okay?
Schools is closed?
The little guy. He's not. What'd you get?
Oh, Daddy.
What is that?
Harmonica.
Oh, does he play it?
I don't know how to play it.
Try turkey in the straw.
That's
here you
sweet.
Go. Blow into it. Just put your lips together like this and go.
Now Mike's doing
this
it.
This isn't a very good harmonica.
Is it not a honer?
It's hard. It's hard too, buddy. It's hard. You want to say hi to the guys?
Hi.
Hey, Michael.
Say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Aw, thanks, little Michael.
You got any questions for my son?
Yes, little Michael. Is Rob with two B's the worst godfather you have? Aww, that's sweet. That's sweet.
I have a question. Do you hate subpar musical instruments?
No.
Would you like a real harmonica?
Uh-huh. Aww.
You know, Julia plays harmonica very well.
Oscar and Rob.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, young man.
For my presents. For my presents.
Are you ready for your little podcast to start next year? Yeah.
No.
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 You can have your own show.
That's right.
What was the best part about Christmas? What did you like about Christmas?
My big Playmobil set.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Playmobil. Woo.
Playmobil was super fun, wasn't it? What are you doing today? You doing anything fun with mommy today? Nothing today. Okay.
The worst thing about Christmas?
Yes.
What was the worst thing about Christmas?
Nothing.
Hey.
Oh, you had great attitude.
I was really thinking I was going to hear Standing Rivers.
Thank you. Close the door nice and solid. Close the door. Thank you.
Hard as you can.
Hard as you can. Here we go. Hard. There it is.
I heard it.
Isn't that so sweet?
Yes, he's very sweet.
Like, he's a happy kid.
It is so great to hear there's not anything bad about Christmas, because if you asked that of Julia, you'd get a laundry list.
You know, I was dreading the Christmas hangover with a little kid, because you think they open the presents, and then it's kind of meltdown time. We're a year or two before that, so we didn't get that experience, which is fine with me. The presents were open. It didn't matter what they were. It was very, very cool, and he's a good kid. He's a good kid, and, you know, he knows the rules.
That's right.
What picture did Kathy and Paul give him of something that didn't arrive?
Yeah,
Kathy and Paul brought him a Lego police car that I put together the day after Christmas when Daddy had ruined the roast and consumed way more Chardonnay, Cabernet than he should have after Irish whiskey. And Carla informed me like two nights ago that I went Irish whiskey, Cabernet, everybody left. I went back to Irish whiskey.
Wow. You know what would have been easier? To just put a bullet through your head.
It was horrible. It's when it's basically when you wake up in the morning with your eyes closed and you're seeing those crop circles. You're just kind of going, ah. Anybody that's not an alcoholic, you might not know what I'm talking about. There's circles you see when you close your eyes.
I've seen them.
That's exactly
I've seen them. That's when where the FBI says they have a special unit in the Pentagon that look for UFOs.
It is really what Apple based their screensaver on.
Yes.
I see it on when I leave the computer, it goes to sleep. It's like, have I been drinking? Oh, no, it's just saving my computer screen.
I want to talk about Netflix for a second, because a lot of people are cutting the cord and a lot of people are watching Netflix for their content. A couple of people recommended an older show with Kevin Bacon called The Following, which I started watch. I watched one episode. It was good, but it was a little too obvious, and so I'm not sure I'm going to stick with that one. Then last night, I decided, Carla went to sleep, but I decided to log some time with the brand new Will Smith movie, Bright.
Netflix original.
Film that it was Oscar explained that it was the best Will Smith film
since I Am Legend. Or Hancock.
And here's the problem. I stuck with it, but it was just too much. It was too much.
Explain.
It's a sci-fi cop thing.
That's where
it's
lost Mike right there.
It's got aliens and
magic.
It's got cops and it's got the guys in the
fairies,
hood, and it's got
bright,
elves, and it had
wands.
It's like one giant acid trip of a movie. And here's the drill
essays.
With Will Smith. This is the drill with it. You take these absolutely overdone plot lines of aliens and elves and these aliens called orcs. And
I remember orcs from my Dungeons and Dragon days.
It was an orc. And then all Will Smith does is the formula is crazy aliens, confusing plots, and then Will Smith making his childlike statements.
Okay.
Okay. So, for example, you'll have a magic wand and you'll have aliens flying around and you'll have superpowers. And then Will Smith will look at his partner and say, I don't know about this S, but that's the same S we do every effing day. Oh, yes, Will will keep it simple with elves and flying.
Keeping it real for the orcs.
Yes.
And the clerics.
Yeah, but he's living in a different world than we are, because it's the future.
You know, I will tell you, Oscar, when the Hispanic gang came into the club like the seventh time and fired their guns into the air, I was like, okay. It's just, it's pandemonium.
Okay, so it's not your cup of tea, but I have to ask this, for a guy like Will Smith, a box office, you know, a titan.
A juggernaut.
A titan. For him to do a movie for Netflix, does it look like a big budget movie?
Yes.
It was. It was 1,000%. Over $100 million.
Okay, I'm just saying, so it looks like it could be good.
And by the way, some of the special effects, there's a scene early in the movie where he deals with a fairy. Which is a literal flying fairy, like
a
Tinkerbell.
Sure.
Like, and he's swinging at it with a broomstick. That was, I thought the CGI was pretty cool to see that. I was all in at that point. And then there's some pretty good dialogue, and the undertone is kind of a racial theme of non-discrimination, which is okay. And then it just evaporates into this frenzy
explosion
of violence that is just
Matrix
ridiculous.
Like it's fighting.
It's insane.
See, what troubles me from this review.
So I got halfway through and then I bailed. I bailed on it completely.
Is you've got a big budget adventure film that will, pardon me, never make.
Excuse me, that'll come from your
big
lungs.
Big budget phlegm.
That will never hit the big screen. I mean, this sounds like a movie that was designed to be seen in a theater.
Okay. We have to clarify here. For years now, we've been discussing how Netflix is fighting what is the status quo of Hollywood content, right?
Okay.
Now, most of these movies, and this started happening as of 2 years ago, where when a movie comes up for essentially a bidding war or a development deal, the beauty of Netflix is they have an unlimited budget.
Mm-hmm.
And how is Fox Searchlight or Disney or, I would say, Paramount or any of these big
RKO,
companies.
RKO, Columbia.
Yes, or Sony, right?
Right.
How are they supposed to compete when Netflix just backs up the brakes trucks and says, we're just going to pay for it. We're not going to wait for you to get some back-end deal on the box office. We're going to pay you outright because we think it's that great, and we're going to spend the money to make it right. And they made it right. And look,
now I understand
had enough.
As a sci-fi movie, let me say this. The movie is a solid sci-fi presentation. Yeah. What, you know, I'm talking about the, you know, what Mike likes and what I'm into and all that stuff. That's what I
in
enjoy.
The theater,
the fact is,
it would have made a killing.
That's what I'm asking. Yes. Yeah, and I'm wondering because, you know, a lot of people, they Netflix on their tablet, they Netflix on their phone.
Yes.
So it just seems like they might have thought of doing a big release, even just a limited run.
Well,
beforehand.
Well, think about this. Who's to say that this doesn't set the precedent to say, we can, and again, this is for value of their customers, that Netflix customers can watch it directly in their home. But if you don't have Netflix, you have to go to the theater to watch it.
Very valid. Yeah,
right?
Very valid. Sure.
I just, you know, and I don't disagree with any of those points. The fact is I'm talking about the content itself. And,
yes.
And it is
not
a
fan.
It is a Will Smith formula where it's aliens, it's spaceships, and then
which
Will
is the winning
saying,
formula.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear him talking in an African accent about concussions anymore. Stop that.
I know.
That.
Okay. I know. That's not your cup of tea.
But
and
I like
know the
movie.
Kind of movies. You like mindless, violent
Mike,
movies.
No. I love movies that make you think. But okay. I don't think that... I really don't believe that Will Smith is built for that. He's just
Did
not.
Did you think the first half of the movie was better than the second half?
I thought the second half of the movie was better than the first half.
What about the middle third?
I got bogged down in the middle third. That's when I bailed.
Act two.
Wait, did you see the resurrection?
No, I didn't see the resurrection.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Well, I've still got it. You know,
I pay for
it. It's sitting there. It's sitting there waiting for
All
me.
You have to do is hit resume.
Resume. Hit the resume button.
The movie I am looking forward to, I am a traditionalist, and I am looking forward to, even though I think it might be, it has the potential to be a little racist, I am interested in the Christian Bale Western called Hostiles that is coming out. They say it's the best Western since Unforgiven. That's it. You know, that's the movie hype that we're getting with that. But that looks like, you know, Christian Bale
Isn't
out on the open prairie.
Isn't he hostile anyways?
He's hostile to his coworkers. Yeah. He truly is.
But until then, Mike, you're going to have to watch The Fresh Prince of Outer Space.
Until then, we're going to get some sort of device to suck the phlegm out of your throat. And make how are you physically? How are you doing?
I could tell you the truth or I could tell you what you want to hear.
Tell us the truth.
I'm fine.
You're not, because whatever you have now, I have. Because I woke up this morning and I was like, Spiewak! F me, my throat hurts.
Yes,
everything.
I made love to him. I prefer the phrase make love.
Well, you know what? I can see why we're all getting sick. It's going to be 58 degrees down here today.
I hate you, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Just briefly, another quick sidebar.
Yes.
Yes.
This broke this morning. CBS News political director fired after allegations of inappropriate behavior. These horn dogs are everywhere.
Do we have the name? Is it a known name?
Steve Chigaris. And you know what's weird? This is the first like younger looking guy where I'm like, you didn't have to sexually harass. Maybe
the first one of 2018.
Yeah.
He must be very proud.
On the bonus show this week, a huge discussion of sexual harassment and the implications and the ramifications and how we go forward with this with our young men in our society and young women. And we talk pretty heavy, and then we get completely stupid in the second half of that show. It's not like a Will Smith movie.
No.
It starts slow and gets better. Yeah. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hackers can hack into a sex robot or robotic device and have full control of the connections, arms, legs, and other attached tools, which in some cases include knives or welding devices. So imagine your real doll coming at you with an acetylene torch. It could happen.
The last time, I remember maybe 2 years ago, that I saw one of these things, and they just don't seem, they look like a plastic toy.
We've discussed in the past, one of the things that freaks me out the most are wax figures. The last thing I need to do is have one that I'm ready to have sex with come at me with a knife.
I understand. You don't like the wax.
You also have to find out if they're load-bearing.
What kind of load? Yeah.
I could be on top.
Load-bearing? It popped.
Where's Julia Roberts' eye?
The Michael Merritt Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't
thanks, Pony. Always you made me really look good this week.
MichaelMerrittShow.com.
Hey, you earned it.
We interrupt Oscar so much. That was a good line. Load-bearing.
Thank you.
Load-bearing sex robots for Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I love magazine content. I really, really do. Some of the best writing in the United States is in magazines. Some of the best stuff in general. It's a great way to get magazine content. I'm talking about Texture. Really, the next time you want to read a magazine, you walk into a store and you see all the magazines on the shelf that you'd like to buy, why don't you get them all with Texture?
Yeah.
With Texture, not only do you get a peek, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device. Plus, unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles, Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and Wired. Update those magazines in this copy. We'd like to put some new ones in there. And right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations, and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. I love this app. You're going to love this app. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. It is worth it. It is money well spent. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture on your phone or tablet, you'll never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Yes, sir. I want to thank Jeff Rawson from the Today Show. I really, really do. Here it is. Okay, are you ready?
This is insane.
Jeff Rawson with survival tips. He had hacks for surviving, not dealing with, because surviving makes it sound like you're going to die.
It's the day after tomorrow syndrome.
Yeah. That's exactly what he does. And I waded through the entire lame report about the kitty litter in a sock and the towel on somebody's windshield.
What's a kitty litter in a sock?
All right, I'll go through all of them. Okay, you take... You take the kitty litter. It's got to be a specific kind of kitty litter that's got this moisture wicking thing takes, and you put it inside of your
tailpipe,
your car, and it does, and your windows don't fog up
because it absorbs the moisture.
The moisture, that's right. Then you put Pam cooking spray on the rubber gasket of your door so your door won't freeze, okay?
Cooking spray on Mrs. Rawson for a hell of a night.
Thank you. Then you put a towel. If your car is on the street, Oscar, and you're going to get a snowstorm, you put a towel over your windshield, and then in the morning, as opposed to having to get all the snow off, you pull the towel off. That doesn't, of course, account for the hood of the car where you're going to be blowing snow over the entire road and your windshield.
Life hacks.
On my way up, I saw the first hood / windshield / side mirror bra on a car in my life.
Yes.
Where the hood is covered by this condom-looking thing, and then it goes up to the windshield, and it hooks like a bra on the side of the side view mirrors.
To,
have you
to
seen
prevent
this yet?
The car from getting any road rocks. No.
No, no.
I'm probably the only one in the room that I
removal,
actually.
This
right?
is for snow removal.
Oh, it's for snow removal.
Yes.
Oh, really?
This is brilliant. A lot of work, but brilliant.
Well, the towel on the windshield might appear to be brilliant, but it's not because you still got the snow all over the hood of your car.
Very true.
So that's it.
And the towel is ruined.
It's ruined for good. Then the other hack, what was the other one? Something like you put alcohol and detergent in a bucket of warm water to serve as a homemade de-icer. So I'm
Who
like, okay,
has
it's
time
all
for that.
Yeah, just get it's
de-icer.
All that
Sorry,
crap.
Rawson. I'm trying to pay
crap.
My bills.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes into his house. I think it was his house. It might have been some other house, but he's in a house in Long Island. And so I think it's Jeff's house. And he walks
Jeff's
in his house. Saran wrap or some sort of food wrap on the windows to prevent the cold from coming in. And then here was the last
That's
one.
A good
right?
look, by the way.
But what does that have to do with a blizzard, okay? That doesn't...
Dick!
Yeah, you want to...
It's
you
a life
improve
hack!
Your cold.
He's a hack.
The last one is, he says, and now here's the last one. You see this lovely fireplace over here? You want to get inside that fireplace and close your flue. I was born and raised in New England. I have known that... since I was 7 years old, you incredible. If you are too stupid to realize that cold air in the dead of winter is going to come down your chimney and get into your house because your flue is open, then you're a moron.
I
okay?
got a question
you're a
for you, Jeff Rawson. I'm going to tweet you a question, and this is what the question is. If I have a hole open in the winter, is cold air going to come into my home?
Close your flue.
What?
How do you spell flue? How do you spell flue,
F-L-U.
By the way?
E.
No.
I think it's F-L-U-E for flue.
Is it F-L-U-E?
Flue.
I always wanted to know that. So that was it.
Flue-y.
That was the and it was. And by the way, it was surviving. And this is just the hype machine that goes into this. Now, I don't doubt that if you are not prepared for a storm and you're out in the elements, it could get dicey. But if you're in a home with electricity, you're going to be okay. But this is not survival. This is... little tricks to maybe make your life more convenient. That's
I have
what
a trick.
F-L-U-E. Do you think any of those hacks were used by Matt Lauer when he was still on staff? Especially
sure.
the Pam?
Yes.
Yeah, he had cooking oil. What is your concern?
When you buy a home that was built in the 1800s, don't cut out the radiators and put new European ones in thinking it'll do the same thing the old ones did, because it doesn't.
What if you throw the radiators away? Even worse.
Is your house cold?
Mike, I was wearing a ski cap in my house yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I just stared at these wall radiators, and I said, well, those are more expensive than the other ones, and I don't know if they really work half the time, and I think we're going to need more of them.
Now,
and then Shannon comes down. She's like, why are you so bummed out? I said, well, we're paying for heat that isn't heating.
Do you have space heaters?
Outer space heaters.
Mike, the whole point of spending my life savings on getting heat in the house was to not have space heaters.
Hey, so
is
the radiator
fireplace
hold on,
functional?
Rob, hold on, slow down a minute. I have a question for you. Does the heater that you have that you installed are those brand new, and were they supposed to be more efficient than the ones you had in there?
They were supposed to be more efficient,
and
supposed
they're not working at all.
They're working, but it's kind of the type of working where you're like, maybe. Maybe the settings are wrong on the furnace. So you go to the furnace and turn up the water on the temperature of the water, so the heat that goes through the house is hotter, right?
Yeah, it's a radiator.
Yeah.
It's a water-based heating
system. Doesn't work any better than it did before. And then I said, well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. So I went and drained all the radiators, and I said, okay, here we go. Still nothing working. And Shannon says to me, people will understand that this is an older house, so it'll be colder. I said, no one will ever rent or buy this place in the winter if they walk into this cold.
Yeah.
All right. Ever. So do you have insulation in the walls?
There's no insulation. We have no subflooring. This place is a dump.
Oh my God. You don't
but
have
also,
any insulation?
It's 30 degrees colder than it should be
we
this
have,
time of year, so he's really fighting a losing
we have
battle.
Brick from the 1800s.
with nothing in between, like the plaster and the, well, yeah, it's the nothing. 1800s. They didn't have insulation.
Those lazy bastards.
What about your fireplace that had the like the cow stuck in it? You had an animal or something stuck in your fireplace.
The fireplace is also an issue because I tried to take it down from the top down, if you remember last year.
Oh, you were disassembling. Yes. This is like going back and watching season 2 of Mad Men.
Exactly.
So many things have happened that I've forgotten.
Right. The two holes I put in the fireplace, which were exploratory holes to see how it worked out.
You did do that.
Yes. Yeah. Now they just let more air in from the side, not just the top. So it's gonna be a tough winter for Santana.
Well, get Jeff Rossin over there as soon as you can. I think. That's
hey, Rossin,
really, really
can I put
idea.
Duct tape on these holes?
go back and watch the Today Show and put the plastic on your windows. That might really be a good thing for you with double sided tape. Hey, Jeff Rossin just helped you. We gave him all that crap, and now he's helpful. You know,
and then I'll do number one in jars too and save some money.
By the way, Rossin, I think Rossin is aware of this show, and so hey, Jeff, we're just we're
breaking
time.
Balls, man.
We're filling time.
Bless your heart.
Okay? Yeah.
Keep helping
America. By the
America.
Way, my man Craig Melvin from NBC.
Oh,
sitting there with his Russian hat out there in Central Park today as Hoda Kotb enjoyed the anchor chair.
Sure.
He looked happy. He looked happy as a pig and poo.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the lady.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Does your business have any New Year's resolutions? Here's an important one that every business should consider. Make your hiring process more efficient and effective. This year, let ZipRecruiter help. No one has done a better job of transforming how you find the right talent than they have. ZipRecruiter posts your jobs to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and then invites them to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It goes out and finds them, and it does so quickly and efficiently. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just a day.
One day.
Mm.
A day by searching the world. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. It's the smartest way to hire people. That's what you should have been doing forever.
News.
The world.
The
world. Boo.
The New England Patriots have the best odds to reach the Super Bowl in the AFC. They're at 5-7, or that's a 58% chance. I cannot tell you, with our imminent trip to Jimmy's for the Super Bowl,
right.
I am so excited for the Buffalo Bills. It's going to break my heart. I know it is.
They're not
going to
make it, Mike.
I know they're not going to make it, but hey, a man can hope, right?
A man can only dream.
Yes, exactly.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Rob's niece. Next in line in the AFC, 29% chance. Followed by the Jacksonville Jaguars with 11%. Kansas City, 11%. The Tennessee Titans, 2%. And, of course, the Buffalo Bills, 2%. I want upsets.
Hasn't Tennessee had enough going right for them?
Who's playing in the first round? I don't even know. I mean, is it going to be
New
England and Pittsburgh?
We will have Diamond on tomorrow to break it down.
All right, we'll break it down. The Minnesota Vikings have the best odds to make it to the Super Bowl in the NFC. They're 7-4, 36%. Saints next, 20%. Rams with 20%. Eagles, 17%. Falcons, 11%. And the Carolina Panthers, 10%. Much more of a balanced deal in the NFC. The Patriots also have the best odds to win the Super Bowl. They have a 31% chance, 9-4. If they do, it would be their third in 4 years, and it would be very, very boring.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. And that would be the sixth win for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. A real nice guy. I don't want that to happen. Yes, Oscar.
Saturday and Sunday games, wild card games. You've got Tennessee, the Titans versus the Chiefs. You've got the Falcons versus the Rams all on Saturday. On Sunday, you've got the Bills and Jaguars. And you've got the Panthers and Saints.
All right, that's okay.
Wild card round.
Let's go Buffalo.
Round.
Super Bowl be held in Minneapolis. It'll be okay. So if things go as the odds say they will, the Vikings will become the first team in NFL history to play a Super Bowl at their home stadium. We will be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, watching the big game. We want you to join us no matter who's playing.
Topless.
You went to the Minneapolis Super Bowl some years ago before I was traveling with you guys. Don't you say the people are like nice to a fault in that city?
Yes, they're nice to a fault, and we saw Sinbad at the Gold Club, where the lovely ladies were, and Sinbad was handing out $20 bills.
He was so great in that Turbo Man movie.
That's how long ago Sinbad was hot.
Christmas All the Way?
Last May.
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
Jingle All the Way. Sorry. Last May, a guy on The Price is Right broke a record by winning $31,500 playing Plinko, and the record was just broken again yesterday. Listen,
I watched that live.
Yeah. This is a good, you know why you're watching, why I've watched it now twice in the last 6 months? Because The Price is Right, by doing this, is making it more interesting, and they're giving away more stuff.
I was
it's
in studio.
Dull.
It was on television. I said, Plinko, I'll have a soda and drink and watch this.
It's the greatest pricing game they've got.
Plinko is the game where they drop big circular pucks down a huge pinball-style board, and each puck can win anywhere from $0 to $10,000. The guy last year hit $10,000 three times in five tries and went absolutely nuts. Yesterday, a guy named Ryan Glass won $39,200, but only because the prizes were higher. The middle slot was worth $35,000.
Oh, my God.
In honor of Plinko's 35th birthday. This is. Let me just tell you how I process this, okay? 35th birthday, they pull it out of nowhere, but they make it worth $35,000. This is a generous game show.
I like when
they're giving people a chance to win big money. So technically, it's the all-time record, but not legit by the Plinko.
If he won $35,000 on one puck, I hope that one of the prizes that he won to earn the puck was dry cleaning fluid, because he probably released.
He looks so
$35,000, very cool. Uprocks.com ranked the 25 tours that fans are most excited about this year. Please don't pick on me if I get a name wrong here.
Okay.
I think I got them all right. A lot of them kick off in the next couple of months. Let's go from 10 to 1. 10 is D'Angelo.
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody going to see D'Angelo?
No, but he looked good.
She was great in the Vacation movies.
In the early 2000s. He had all those
Number
abs.
9, Travis Scott. He's number 9. Number 8, Robert Plant is touring again. He's got 11 shows next month. Number 7 is SZA.
SZA.
Sip it on some SZA.
Is it SZA?
I think it is SZA, because I've heard the kids talk about it.
Yes.
Do you know who is SZA?
It is a popular singer.
No, who is SZA?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, the kids?
You're trying to cover it.
The kids are at the rally.
She is expected to tour this year. But hasn't announced anything
yet. At least you heard the name. I hadn't heard the name.
Yes, SZA.
Pearl Jam also touring. Tyler, the Creator, and Vince Staples.
Julia has tickets for Tyler, the Creator.
Why such a long name?
I don't know.
U2, Lord, Eminem, and Taylor Swift round out the top one.
I'd go see Eminem. I'd pay to go see Eminem again. That'd be great.
I might just go buy some M&Ms.
Peanut butter.
Thank you. Someone came across an old medical report about a 49-year-old woman in the UK who landed in the hospital after a painful lesion formed on her eyeball. At first, doctors thought it was a herpes sore, but the truth ended up being much more festive. It turned out it was actually a clump of glitter.
Glitter,
that stuff you get on cars and stuff? That somehow got
you
stuck
like
in
that,
her
Norm?
Cornea. Yeah, glitter.
The cornea.
She was. It got stuck to her cornea after someone gave her a glittery Christmas card, you know? Those Christmas cards you
get. You like Christmas, Norm?
Yeah, sure do. Yeah, festive. A bunch of websites are talking about it like it just happened, but we looked into it. The original medical report came out in 2013, so it's an old story. Watch out for glitter on the Christmas cards.
Do you have any acquaintances that will send you cards and they actually add glitter to it, so when you open it, the glitter falls out?
Oh, F them.
I'm
not a fan.
Hate that.
Not a fan of the glitter on any level. Don't care for it.
Especially
on cards.
Especially on my crotch.
Yeah, I don't don't like it on your crotch from a stripper either.
Yeah.
A 26-year-old couple in London got married last year, and they recently found out that they didn't actually meet in college like they thought.
Oh.
So they fall in love. This is a wonderful romantic couple, and one of their moms realizes that they randomly met while their families were both on vacation in Turkey when they were 6 years old. On a delightful luxury Turkish vacation.
Man, who doesn't like to go to Ankara for a nice weekend?
I think, you know, Europeans do it differently than we do. Even yeah. then, though, War the torn. Mother says
yes,
they
exactly.
were they were obsessed with each other.
Aww.
Wow.
And then he got busted carrying hashish on the plane, thrown into jail. No, that's a Midnight Express.
And then she, at the ceremony, pressed her nipple against the glass.
And said, Billy, Billy, Billy.
Dilly, dilly.
It all gets back to a movie that's like 40 years old. There you go. And now a little something something, a 36-year-old guy named Edwin Greco Wiley Biggs. He was sentenced to 2 to 4 years in state prison in LaBelle, Pennsylvania, back in 2014 for heroin possession and reckless endangerment. During the strip search last year, the cops found a small balloon filled with marijuana in his rectum.
Oh, no.
Edwin's excuse?
Yes?
Those drugs aren't mine.
Ah! They're not mine.
What a dummy.
Somebody put them there. A judge didn't buy it. He got sentenced to an extra 3 to 6 years in prison for possession of contraband. He appealed, sticking with his those drugs weren't mine story. But earlier this week, the court upheld his new sentence. No word on the true hero of the story, the guy who removed the balloon.
Oh,
thank
no.
you. Thank you very much.
When?
Hey, he removed the balloon.
You think people will stop? These machines pick up everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
Yeah. You know, but,
not worth
it. Hey, what if you used a Mylar balloon?
Happy birthday! We'll take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds, the Audio Vault, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Is he 2 for 2?
Yeah. He had a strong week.
Great. Oh, my goodness.
And, Mike,
gracious.
We have, like, 8 interviews coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
A fallen from the sky.
A slew of them. Yeah.
You know, I this is just for future reference, and I'm thinking, and I'll forget to tell you if I don't tell you right now. You ought to put all those in a bank. We ought to do them regularly. And when you go out to, you know, Mason, or you go to,
oh, that's
you know,
a great
AU,
idea. Yeah,
you ought to just pop play that through your phone, or yeah. you know, maybe a bigger speaker than that. That would be awesome.
That's cool.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy New Year! Time for a new look, a new frame of mind, new challenges. Time for a new you. Have you made your resolution for 2018? How about this? Make a resolution. Look at me. Listen to me. Make a resolution. Not to suck.
May make it.
Don't suck like the people who don't subscribe to the bonus show. They suck worst of all.
Yeah.
Blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave us feeling, at the very least, comedically drained. Yes, they take. They're takers, 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 takers. Resolve to sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
Great time.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it will leave you feeling warm inside, even in the depths of winter. Classic bonus show this week.
Great one.
Where it's the schizophrenic bonus show. It's the bipolar bonus show, where we're heavy, 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 heavy. I mean, really heavy.
But not talking politically. About sex in America.
Not politically. Mm-hmm. Not politically. It's about sex. We're talking seriously about sex and sexual harassment, and then we, like, completely degenerate into sex robots.
Yes.
You know, it's what we do. It'll leave you feeling warm inside. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, Jan 4, 2018.
You say Dan O'Brien was having a great week with his promos, but you also featured listener Ben McDaniel this week.
You helped on that, too. I'm going to give you credit because you won't do it for yourself. You helped with that one, too, did you not? Or did he write it all himself?
Yeah, well, we put our heads together.
He'll
come in with ideas, and we'll work them in.
I want to give you a writing credit. That's a beautiful promo, and you deserve credit. You give everybody else credit. That's good. You're doing the work.
Appreciate it. But Ben McDaniel doesn't get any help from... Oh, Mike.
Hold on. Phone's ringing. Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this, please?
Good morning. This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Uh-huh. Loudoun County Public Schools is closed.
Are closed, Wade.
You
are closed.
They are closed.
I hung up on him because it's are closed, not is closed.
All right. Ben McDaniel did a custom jingle for Oscar that I think Oscar will love as much as anything he's ever sent in because it's so beautiful in its simplicity.
Oscar, a woo.
DuckTales.
Hey, Ben, I'm sorry. I'm greedy. Can you do one for Carla O'Mara?
Can you
do one for Carla O'Mara?
That's sweet.
I'm thinking of her, and I'd love that to happen. Ben McDaniel is. I'm the turbo fan of that.
Can you make one for Carla packing her bags?
How about a jingle that says Carla grades this one a 10? But one more time, this is Oscar's DuckTales jingle.
This is Oscar's new jingle.
Oscar, woo!
I love it.
You have to bring that into Bode.
Yeah,
you should bring that
into Bode.
Uncle Scrooge
McDuck.
One more time on that jingle. That is awesome.
Oscar, woo!
I love it.
It is a thing of beauty.
Well done.
Thing of beauty.
More McDaniel jingles for 2018.
What will not be a thing of beauty is, I believe, tomorrow night on Showtime when Rob Gronkowski hosts his first comedy special.
Oh, this looks so dumb.
It's called Unsportsmanlike Comedy.
I want to hate this. I can't hate it. I can't. You know why I can't hate it?
Try.
Because Gronk is a machine of his own. I'm walking through the airport and at Brookstone, right? Every man's happy place.
Great store,
I look at gadgets you probably should never buy, but you buy them. There's a football that's also a Bluetooth speaker that Gronk, it's called the Gronk's like stereo ball. And then you throw the ball, and there's music coming out of it.
I heard the ball coming, and it was playing a song, and you know it was Rob Gronkowski.
How are you?
Music.
How in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, are you the most educated person on this show? How is that humanly possible?
I thought it was marketing genius.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? He could sign a deal with Iguanaria and sell Gronkamole.
Big chunks of avocados.
Exactly. All right, but here's the preview.
Hey, how about that crappy, trashy little website we all hate? The Fairfax Undergronk.
I tell you what, stay away from the Undergronk.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
watch out, everybody.
Especially after a game. Here's a preview of some of the jokes that Gronk and his friends tell on Unsportsmanlike Comedy.
Number 87, Rob Gronkowski.
You like the suit? Good, because it's the first time I've worn a shirt in 3 months.
My seven-year-old, for Halloween, went as Rob Gronkowski. Got to the third house, hurt himself, was done for the year.
He said to him, Gronk, you're a big NFL star now. You can't drink or drive. He said, I'll give up driving.
I kind of have a slight man crush on Tom Brady.
I'm not gay. I wouldn't kiss him on the lips.
Unsportsmanlike Comedy with Rob Gronkowski premieres Friday, January 5th at 10 on Showtime.
How are they going to fit all that comedy into a half an
hour? I take everything back I just said. That sounds horrible. I'm sorry.
Once you pair the football to your phone, the music will come out of the football.
Here, look.
When you throw it, it's still playing.
I hear a song coming, and I catch it.
I'm a New England sports fan. I am a Red Sox fan, but I go south for my football. But let me tell you, there is a small part of the United States that are Patriot fans, all right? The rest of the country, this is why the rest of the country cannot stand the New England Patriots. I will root for anyone playing the Patriots, and I'll probably be horrifically disappointed. But this is why the rest of the world hates the Patriots, because of this crap.
Right.
That's why. Just play football. And then meanwhile, you have your satanic, demon-worshipping coach, and then you have your fat, doughy, blue shirt, white collar owner, and it's just a pain in the ass.
I wish that I could have music coming out of a football.
Where is my 14-year-old wife?
Why is Harry's taking my market share?
All right, Mike, what do the following names all share? And I will read the names now. Rick Ross, DJ Khaled, Birdman, Jadakiss. What do they share?
They're all rappers?
Yes, but they made Billboard's list of the top hip-hop ad-libs of all time.
Oh, nice.
These are things that were not originally in the lyric of the song, and I don't recognize many of the artists. I don't recognize any of the songs, but I do like hearing all the ad-libs in a montage. This is what Top 40 music is all about.
What happened to that boy?
DJ Khaled! We the best music.
There's a lot of people say they're the best and they're not the best. See, I say we the best.
So when you look at something like that on YouTube and they have the stuff on the right column that sort of relates to it, this is even better. This is just a montage of weird things that Kanye West has done in his music. Weird Kanye noises.
He's grown.
Turn it down.
Oscar, a woo.
And that is your magic audio ball. Oh, have a great Thursday, everybody.
Kind of hurt my brain there.
He's
that's
a genius.
Ooh, people, thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app, everybody, and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, we do that on Tuesdays, right, Rob Spiewak?
That's exactly
Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Oscar, a-woo!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.